As the woman fussed over Marie, I walked out with the man to survey the damage. After looking at both cars, we went back into the shop and he said cheerfully, "Well, there's no harm done. It's just a little scratch. Some polish will take care of that. Don't worry yourselves about it." Still sniffling, Marie asked, Is it your car?"
"Oh, no. But we know the fellow who owns it. Don't worry. This happens all the time with people coming from Heathrow. We're quite used to it around here. It's a shame that your holiday had to start out with such a scare."
Marie and I looked at each other incredulously. "Are you sure? I mean, won't your friend be mad? We should at least pay for..." The woman wouldn't let Marie finish.
"Don't be silly. It's just a scratch, and he knows the risk parking there. He'll be sorry to hear you were so upset about such a little thing. Really, you mustn't let it spoil your holiday."
After repeatedly assuring us that the owner of the car would not be angry and offering us tea, the kindly couple waved us on our way with wishes for a wonderful vacation and a reminder to get some polish for the scratch on our rental. Later that week, we stayed with my uncle, who polished the scrape until it disappeared and popped the wing mirror back into place. In the days that followed, Marie and I met many kind and generous people who helped make our dream vacation perfect. However, the most lasting impression was made in the first hour of our trip by a couple who believed that a young woman's happiness was far more important than a blue scrape on some white paint.